South Carolina, the 75th running of the Cookout Southern 500. My name is Alex Hayden. Alongside is Jeff Striegel and the championship-winning crew chief, Todd Gordon. Out in turns one and two, that's Dave Moody. Over on the Boeing backstretch in turn number three is Mike Bagley. Steve Post is at the exit of pit lane. Chris Wilner stands in the midsection of pit road. And Alan Cavana has everything covered at the entry to pit lane. Time now for a mid-race update brought to you by Pfizer.
We are working lap number 85. We have 30 remaining in stage number one, 282 in the event. Bubba Wallace took the green flag and led the first 34 laps before Kyle Larson got by. And by the way, Kyle Larson, who's leading right now, will lead his 34th lap when he crosses the start-finish line. Kyle Larson, Bubba Wallace, Tyler Reddick, William Byron, and Chase Briscoe. That is your top five. We have been slowed only by one caution, but it was a big caution, and it's had a lot to do with our playoff picture.
Yeah, lap number two, Martin Truex Jr. dove it into turn number one, lost grip of the race car, slid up the track, clipped William Byron. Byron was able to continue on, but Ryan Blaney was collateral damage in the crash. Both Truex and Blaney are out of the race. Now, as far as that playoff picture goes, Martin Truex Jr. started today's race with a healthy 58-point advantage. After finishing this race in 36, with a lot of racing still to go, currently as they run, Truex is in still by 12 points. Bubba Wallace, where he is running on the racetrack, is in also. He's the last one currently in with a 6-point advantage. That means Chris Buescher is on the outside looking in by 6 points. And Ross Chastain, the other driver who can get in on points, is 35 behind. Now, we have to also talk about Ty Gibbs because he's on the positive side of points in a decent spot at a 27-point advantage for where Ty Gibbs is running now, as he's just gained another spot up to the seventh position. Ty Gibbs quietly running a good race here early on in the Southern 500.
It's only ever happened twice since 2014 where a driver has raced his way into the playoff championship 16, and Bubba's trying to become the third driver to do that. He was below the cut line prior to the green flag. He's above it right now. Buescher was above, and now he is below it. But again, we've got a long way to go. Glad to have you with us live right here on the Motor Racing Network. I was thinking, as you were going through your little update, how many campfires we're a part of around this country on this very special holiday weekend. And hopefully everybody that is doing exactly that is enjoying our coverage of the 75th running of the Cookout Southern 500.
Yeah, absolutely right about that. We can't thank everybody enough for having us part of your Labor Day weekend here from Darlington Raceway. So thanks so very much for that. All of our radio partners and radio stations around the country, thank you all so very much for being a part of the MRN family.
We've been watching that ongoing battle between Tyler Reddick and Chase Briscoe. Reddick right now is running third behind Kyle Larson, who is enjoying a 3-second advantage. He comes across the line, Bubba right now, and then right behind him, Dave, side by side, it's Briscoe and Reddick.
Yeah, Chase Briscoe spent a while running down Tyler Reddick, but he clearly has the better car. He will pull to the inside. He'll take the spot, pull away immediately by two car lengths.
He will pull away, coming out of turn number two and up the back straightaway. Tyler Reddick beginning to fade just a tad after that pass. Matter of fact, he'll fade another two car lengths.
With Reddick now being scored in the spot he is, and Kyle Larson as the race leader, remember they are racing for the regular season championship, as this is the final race of that regular season. As it sits right now, Tyler Reddick has a 14-point lead over current race leader Kyle Larson in that battle for the regular season championship.
Right now we're also watching another good battle between William Byron and Christopher Bell. That has been ongoing lap after lap. You know, it's been a good run so far for two of the SHR Ford Mustangs. Briscoe running third, and Barry, that's Josh Barry, running in position number eight. So let's drop back now and pick up Dave Moody, William Byron, and Christopher Bell as they make their way across the start-finish line and head your direction.
Off turn number two, they fly. They make their way around the slower car of Harrison Burton. The gap between them, Mike Bagley, about six car lengths.
Yeah, and it's growing now as Steve Bell is just trying to put William Byron behind him, but Byron doing all he can trying to track down that Toyota Camry.
As we continue to watch the sunset, the laps clicking away. 20 to go now, next time by. In stage number one, Kyle Larson is the race leader.
Cookout and Darlington, fast service and fast cars, awesome food at max speed. Cookout is where the hamburgers are char-grilled, always fresh, never frozen. The best way to fill up is with a Cookout tray that includes an ice-cold fountain drink. And Cookout has over 40 fresh shakes, flavor options, yummy. So fans, don't forget to race through the Cookout drive-thru for a Cookout tray today. They're open late.
Hey racing fans, William Byron here, driver of the number 24 Liberty University Chevy. Did you know that Liberty is not only my sponsor, but also my school? I'm getting a world-class education, and you can too. Whether you study at Liberty's beautiful campus in Virginia with state-of-the-art facilities in NCAA Division I athletics, or with the convenience of LU's 600-plus online programs, Liberty University has the fit that's right for you. Learn more at liberty.edu/24. That's liberty.edu/24.
Currently 25 cars on the lead lap. Daniel Suarez is the final car on the lead lap. First driver one lap down in 26th is Zane Smith. Laps getting fewer. Top 10 in 19 laps will be paid championship points at the end of the first stage. From Darlington Raceway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
Configuring the Bluetooth, deciding who controls the music, remembering where you parked. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your vehicle doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things, like remembering if you're on the third or fourth level of the parking garage. That's simple human sense.
Your hometown auto owner's insurance agents working for you. The Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand.
NASCAR coverage on WRDN is brought to you in part by Adams Super Service of Durand.
Currently in the midst of a 92 consecutive green flag lap run here as we close in on the end of the stage. Let's find out what the teams are saying about their race cars. This trip to pit road is presented by Harbor Freight. Hardworking tools at hardworking prices. Whatever you do, do it for less at Harbor Freight. Steve Post.
Bubba Wallace started on the pole position. He's running in the second spot. Had a really good first run. Second run, the car just was not tight enough for his liking. He was giving up speed to Kyle Larson. They went to work on it with a minor adjustment on that second pit stop, and Bubba right now is very happy with the race car, and they feel like their turning time's pretty comparable to Kyle Larson. So Bubba Wallace, Booty Barker, the crew chief, dialing up a good one so far here at Darlington. Chris Wilner.
Well, Chris Gabehart and Denny Hamlin have been focusing this run on chasing the racetrack as the sun continues to set behind the Turn 4 grandstand. Just a couple of laps ago, Chris said, your pace is really good, and Denny responded saying, the track is coming to us. Great adjustment. They also have 9 lap fresher tires than the leaders. They restarted this run from the last pit stop, 17th. He's already cracked the top 10. So Denny Hamlin, the best is coming to him here late in this run. Alan Cavana.
When the race started, Chris Buescher was the last in on the playoff grid. That spot is now in jeopardy. He started this race in 10th, but he's struggled in this first stage to stay in the top 10. Just various handling issues as these runs have gone on. First, it was fighting a tight race car. Then it was having trouble entering the corner. Now on the radio, they're giving him notes about how other drivers are using the brake pedal to help their handling, trying to improve the handling of his car. They're waiting for the stage end so they can make a real adjustment on the 17.
Yeah, he started in position number 10, and he is currently running 12th, talking about Chris Buescher. started the race above the cut line. Right now he is 7 below the cut line. Let's do this. Off 4. Here comes our race leader. Let's take you for a trip around the Darlington Raceway. Kyle Larson across the start-finish line and headed to turn 1.
Larson, as is his strategy most of the time, just sidles his way up about 8 inches off the wall. He'll have to take a little lower line now as he comes up on lap traffic off turn 2.
And that lap car is Michael McDowell. Here's Larson. He'll follow him off the end of the back straightaway. Now pull to the inside and ease that Chevrolet to the inside of the lap traffic.
He wants to put McDowell, the lap car, in the rearview mirror, but he's got to be careful not to over abuse those tires. We're down to 11 laps to go now here in stage number 1 as they go back to turn 1.
For the moment, he'll follow in the tire tracks of Michael McDowell, who runs about a half a groove off the outside wall. Again, Larson dives low on exit 2, but he can't quite find the grip.
And he's not being impatient about this. He's not forcing any type of situation. He still continues to follow McDowell, although we'll try the lower lane again in 3.
And with 10 laps to go here in the stage, Larson again with a very comfortable 4-second advantage. So we're going to drop back and pick up the battle for 6th. William Byron's got it, and Ty Gibbs is trying to take it away. It comes off turn number 4 and back to the line. William Byron, Ty Gibbs, they're headed to turn 1.
Ty Gibbs has had a really good night so far. A lap before his previous pit stop, he scuffed the wall a bit in turn number 2. Right now, though, he's on the bubble. He slides to the inside. He'll take the spot from William Byron.
And William Byron let him go. William Byron was in a very precarious position right there. William backed away, and he'll fight another lap.
He will, and that's simply part of racing at Darlington, Todd. Race the racetrack. Take it if you can get it, but don't overdo it.
Yeah, and you got to understand that there are places this racetrack gets very narrow, and that transition exiting turn 2, a place that you don't want to be in a vulnerable position. William making a smart move. Ty Gibbs had rolled up to him, had some more pace, let him go.
Stage points are on the line now in just 8 laps next time by. Stage points could make the difference between Alex Hayden racing for a championship or watch others do it.
Yeah, that's part of it, because right now Chris Buescher, as they run, is 7 points out of the playoffs, but Buescher needs to gain a couple of spots just to get in position to earn points. He's going to have to pass Carson Hocevar, and he's also going to have to pass his teammate and boss, Brad Keselowski. As a matter of fact, those 3 cars head to turn number 1.
Here they come down into turn 1. Brad Keselowski's got about 5 car lengths in hand. That's a side-by-side battle. Oh, they get together. Buescher gets up and into the side, but they separate amicably, and they'll get away to the back straightaway.
Buescher completes the pass. Hocevar takes a look to his inside on the back straightaway, but Carson is not close enough to counterattack the move that Buescher just executed.
And so that will move him up to 11th. That's odd man out. If he's going to get at least a point, he's going to have to get by the boss. And right now, the separation between Chris and Brad is about 10 car lengths.
Yeah, the boss not at all interested in giving up a spot right now. 10 car lengths, maybe 11 or 12 as they exit turn 2. Buescher's giving it all he's got.
Buescher is giving it all he has, but the problem is, don't think he has enough time to get up there and take that spot away. Brad nestles up against the safer barrier. Here comes Chris back to the corner doing the exact same thing.
He is. Buescher just trying to get up there. 1 point could be monumental at the end of the Cookout Southern 500, whether he's a playoff driver or not, but he's got a lot of track position to make up.
Yeah, he's not really gaining any ground right now. It's still 10 to 12 car lengths for Chris Buescher after making his way past the Carson Hocevar machine.
Here comes Brad Keselowski, Chris Buescher, the RFK teammates to the back straightaway. Spread out now as they come to the end of stage 1.
Well, Todd Gilliland now becomes a fly in the ointment there between Buescher and Hocevar. Todd Gilliland has got it wound up and rolling around the outside. He just simply drove by Carson Hocevar and now is setting his sights on Chris Buescher. Again, Buescher right now just outside of the top 10 and not in position, at least not at the moment, to take it away from the boss and Brad Keselowski. We're down to just 4 laps to go. It's Larson, Wallace, Briscoe, Reddick, and Bell. Alex Hayden, that's your top five.
As they continue to work, the sun gets lower on the horizon as the lights illuminate the Darlington Raceway. Kyle Larson has a 3.2-second lead right now on Bubba Wallace, but we continue to watch that fight going off into turn number one.
Yeah, the gap's beginning to narrow now between Brad Keselowski and Chris Buescher. Chris digging with a shovel in each hand, and he's got it down to a car length.
He has made a tremendous improvement here in the last couple of laps. He has come from about a dozen car lengths to now on the back bumper, now to the inside of Brad Keselowski in three.
Side by side, they work. A couple of teammates, obviously the Brad owner. Brad is the owner of RFK Racing, or one of them, and by Brad goes Buescher. But again, Todd Gilliland could be a factor in this as well.
Yeah, Gilliland's right there on the back bumper of the Brad Keselowski machine, nearly pushing him into turn number two. He'll follow in his tire tracks, at least for now.
Buescher is away by five car lengths, watching to see what Todd Gilliland does halfway down the back straightaway. He'll just fall in behind Brad and now peel to Brad's inside in three.
Two laps to go in stage number one of the Cookout Southern 500. Larson's long gone, continuing to watch that battle for the number 10 spot and a potential point. Right now, Chris Buescher has it, and Brad Keselowski putting the block on Gilliland.
He's holding up Gilliland as best he can, not doing anything untoward, not actually moving up or down to block him, just putting that Ford in the fast lane off turn two.
And here's Gilliland, full head of steam off the end of the back straightaway. Going to try that move yet again, but he won't. He'll nestle up to the safer barrier right behind Keselowski.
As we work the final lap here in stage number one, Kyle Larson already midway down the back straightaway. Kyle Larson all by himself, Alex Hayden, looking for his fourth Southern 500 stage win.
He has had a great rocket ship here in the opening 115 laps. Larson up off of turn number four, green and white checkered flag from Joey Acock, and Kyle Larson wins stage number one of the Cookout Southern 500. Pole sitter Bubba Wallace will credit second place and gain nine valuable points for the championship. Chase Briscoe will finish third. Tyler Reddick will be fourth. Christopher Bell came home fifth, and Denny Hamlin sixth. Seventh will be Ty Gibbs. William Byron eighth. Josh Berry ninth. Chris Buescher comes across the stripe and gets that 1 point in tenth.
Green and white checkered flag in the air. Yellow lights on all the way around the racetrack. 115 laps complete. Stage one done. Alex gave you the top 10, presented by Powerball. Powerball, the official lottery game of NASCAR, wants to make you a millionaire in Victory Lane. Head to Powerball.com to find out how you can enter the NASCAR Powerball Playoff.
Attention! Have you racked up $10,000 or more in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by making minimum payments? With credit card debt reaching all-time highs, National Debt Relief is notifying consumers about significant debt relief options currently being made available to help those with overwhelming credit card debt. These options may reduce a large portion of credit card debt for those who qualify. You don't need to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan, and you may only have to pay back a fraction of what you owe, even if you have bad credit. National Debt Relief has already reduced the credit card debt for more than 550,000 consumers, so don't wait. If you owe $10,000, $20,000, or even $100,000 in credit card debt, you can now take advantage of this financial debt relief as the cost of living continues to skyrocket. To check what debt reduction you may qualify for, call 800-885-6688. 800-885-6688. That's 800-885-6688.
We will see the cars on pit road when we come back from Darlington Raceway. This is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Picture an early morning, and you're behind the wheel of a John Deere Gator XUV. You're towing up to 4,000 pounds of hay to make the most of every haul, and gliding over rough terrain thanks to the heavy-duty independent suspension beneath you. We could keep trying to put you in the moment, but to really understand what this feels like, you just have to get in the seat.
You'll find legendary John Deere quality and save thousands on new full-size John Deere Gators now through September 3rd at Tractor Central. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. For strength join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
NASCAR coverage on WRDN is brought to you in part by Bauer Built Tire of Durant.
Stage one done. Kyle Larson scoring the stage one win, and Kyle Larson's going to bring the lead lap cars on the pit road. We'll start with Alan Cavana.
Kyle Larson dominated that first stage. The only complaint, maybe it got a little tighter as the run went on and when he got closer to other cars. Very small air pressure adjustment for the five car of Kyle Larson. Just behind him, Chris Buescher did his best to get at a stage point at the end. They're making an adjustment for Buescher and crew. Chris Wilner.
William Byron and Denny Hamlin are in, but Steve Post, the leaders are down by you.
Yes, indeed they are. Here's Bubba Wallace in. The crew around to the right side has the very first pit box. He really likes the car. Said he lost lateral grip about 40 laps into the run. Chase Briscoe, very happy with his race car. No adjustments on that car. Race off from pit road. Kyle Larson, Bubba Wallace, Chase Briscoe, Tyler Reddick, and Christopher Bell. Chris Wilner.
William Byron was in. He was complaining the last change they made in the previous pit stop was no good, so they reversed it on this pit stop as well as put four fresh Goodyear tires in Sunoco fuel. Ty Gibbs said it was really good, but starting to tight rolling the center. They made a small adjustment to help him there with four tires and fuel. Denny Hamlin said good early, then free on entry into turn one, tight in three and four. They also made an adjustment and got him four fresh Goodyear tires. Chris Cabard also came on the radio and said, I've got a good idea of where we're at the rest of this race, so word to the rest of the competitors, the 11 car may be good from here on out. Pit stops here on lap number 118.
Kyle Larson, Bubba Wallace, Chase Briscoe, Tyler Reddick, and Christopher Bell, the first five off the pit lane, and that's presented by National Debt Relief. If you're dealing with credit card debt, payday loans, or other unsecured debts, we're here to help. Choose a National Debt Relief and become debt-free in 12 to 48 months.
To show you how easy it is to file a claim with GEICO, we hired a soap opera star.
Gracious me, my car has storm damage and I've had to file a claim. Could it possibly get worse? Will my claims team leave me for someone else? Someone less intense?
No. Actually, when you file a claim with GEICO, you get your own dedicated claims team who promises to stay with you throughout the process.
Oh, I've never known such loyalty. I can't wait for the second season.
GEICO. Great service without all the drama.
Whether you're tinkering in your garage or tackling big projects, if you know the value of working with your hands, you know Harbor Freight. And you can be confident knowing that at Harbor Freight, you can get quality tools at prices that work just as hard as you do. Because the only thing more satisfying than a job well done is a job well done, well under budget. Whatever you do, do it for less at Harbor Freight.
From Darlington Raceway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Not everyone can fix their own car. Or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Efficiency is critical for your farming or dairy operation, so extending the life of your equipment, walls, flooring, and machinery by adding plastic liners installed by Osseo Plastics and Supply only makes sense. Plastic liners wear longer than steel and they clean up fast. The call to Osseo Plastics will save you valuable downtime and lower repair costs for years to come. Make the smart choice and call Osseo Plastics and Supply. Have them help you become more efficient with your money and time with plastic liners and resurfaced equipment and flooring from Osseo Plastics and Supply.
We're here for you 24/7. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Motor Racing Network's coverage from Darlington Raceway is brought to you by Liberty University. Get your future on track today. Visit liberty.edu/24. And by Wendy's new Saucy Nugs, a whole new way to nug.
Back here at the Darlington Raceway, we expect to get the one-to-go signal next time by. We look down at the flag stand. Chief starter Joey Aycock has the flag ready to go. And the drivers will have the opportunity to choose what lane to restart in. Todd Gordon, we're one stage into this thing now with 110, making 109 to go in stage number two. Anything stand out to you right now?
Yeah, I think the piece that I looked at, you know, we saw short pitting as we would expect. 35 and 70 left us quite a few laps. Chris Gayheart, that 11 team, they kind of stuck to the strategy. They went longer and made them into more equal situations, and that put them in a situation. I think they've got a pretty good race car. They know what their race car needs to do through the stage two.
And before we choose the top five, Larson, Wallace, Briscoe, Tyler Reddick, and Christopher Bell, Reddick right now running fourth. What's the update from inside the car, Steve Post?
Well, it's not good for Tyler Reddick. He is fighting some kind of an illness. He has asked the crew to give him some plain crackers, some white bread or something. Stomach is acting up for Tyler Reddick. They've also given him some fluids. So right now, Tyler Reddick out there fighting a decent handling race car, but fighting it in an ill condition. We'll keep an ear on it and see what happens. And it's so important that he has a good run here. He's running for the regular season championship. Darlington's tough enough. I can't imagine with stomach issues out here rolling around this tough old racetrack.
The temperature's now just below 90 with 246 laps to go, and yet you're sick inside that race car. Tyler Reddick is going to do everything he can behind the wheel, that's for sure. Again, it's Larson, Wallace, Briscoe, Reddick, and Bell. Top five getting ready for a Geico restart that will come out on lap number 122, presented by Geico. Is your insurance playbook lacking? Switch to Geico and get all of your insurance coverage from one place. Go to geico.com tonight to get started.
As the field makes their way up through turns three and four, they'll have to wait till they get to the Geico restart zone. Kyle Larson is the race leader, is the control car. He'll be the first one that can jump back on the gas anytime in that Geico restart zone and get the Cookout Southern 500 restarted for stage number two. Green flag goes back in the air. Larson on the outside lane gets away. Chase Briscoe latches onto his back bumper, headed to one.
Larson gets a great start. Not so much for Bubba Wallace. Bubba's going to fall all the way back into a side-by-side battle for the third spot with Tyler Reddick.
Now Bubba backs away. Reddick will fly to his outside, grab third. Bubba falls to fourth, getting pressure from Denny Hamlin in fifth.
Then you've got Christopher Bell. He'll go to the inside lane on Denny Hamlin. That's a good battle from fifth on back. Meanwhile, at the front of the field, it's Kyle Larson, then Briscoe under attack. Here comes Tyler Reddick.
Well, he may be sick, but that car is fast right now. He's all over the back bumper of Chase Briscoe for the number two spot. Then another car length back to Bubba Wallace.
Reddick has to back away, coming out of two. Had a good run going into one, but he'll follow Briscoe off the end of the back stretch. Now try Briscoe's inside again in three.
Tyler Reddick now 12 points to the good in the battle for the regular season championship. Has to fall back in line in the tire tracks of the second place running Chase Briscoe. Now Bubba Wallace is on the attack in turn one.
Reddick falls back into the clutches of Bubba Wallace. Bubba runs about a groove lower on the racetrack, but can't make up any ground. He'll fall behind on turn two.
They are stacked up 3D behind Reddick's back door. You got Bubba Wallace there. You got Denny Hamlin there. You've got Christopher Bell in the mix. This Toyota battle for third continues.
And then the rest of the top 10 is Ty Gibbs, William Byron, Chris Buescher, and Josh Berry. You got a good side-by-side battle. Christopher Bell going after his teammate down to the inside on Denny Hamlin.
That's the battle for position number five. Bell to the inside. Hamlin to the outside. Christopher puts the squeeze up across the nose. He'll take over the fifth spot.
Denny had no choice but to bail out of the throttle on that one because he was headed towards the fence. Denny now falling to sixth and into the clutches of Ty Gibbs.
Got a Chevrolet and Larson up front, the Ford of Briscoe second, and then five Toyotas line up from third all the way back to seventh, led by Tyler Reddick back to the corner.
Briscoe beginning to feel some heat once again from Reddick. Chase has been running about a groove lower on the racetrack at this end of the speedway. Reddick, as usual, about an inch off the wall.
Three-car breakaway for the lead, led by Kyle Larson. Tyler Reddick going to the whip, trying to catch Chase Briscoe. He'll look to his outside for a moment in three.
Those three cars separated by just a car length apiece. Larson by one over Briscoe. Briscoe by one over Tyler Reddick. Right behind them, a good battle. Bubba Wallace and Christopher Bell.
Yeah, see, Bell is really putting the pressure on Wallace right now. Peeking down to the inside on entry to turn one and in turn number three. So far, Mike Bagley, nothing doing for Christopher Bell.
but still a solid battle for fourth right now. You've got Bubba and Christopher Bell. Private battle as Denny Hamlin will fade five car lengths behind it.
With Bubba Wallace falling back to fourth and Chris Buescher up to ninth, that gives Chris Buescher a three-point advantage in the playoffs. He's in right now over Bubba Wallace. Wallace wants to have something else to say about it going back to one.
Yeah, he and Christopher Bell are still battling back and forth for position number four. Wallace to the outside, Bell down on the low groove.
Here comes Bell. He'll open up the inside lane at a two. They'll race side by side. Oh, they make contact. They're leaning on each other off the end of the back straightaway.
Bubba Wallace cannot afford to give up any spots. Not now, not later. Bubba right now three down. He's going to be four down because Bell by Bubba. And now here comes Denny Hamlin. That's a good three-car battle.
Wallace can't afford to give up any spots, but he also can't afford to tear up that race car with a long way still to go in this one. In the rearview mirror, here comes Denny Hamlin.
This is the battle for fifth. Christopher Bell has gotten by for fourth. Bubba and Denny squaring off now for position number five.
Down to 100 laps to go in stage number two. Kyle Larson leads Chase Briscoe, Tyler Reddick, Christopher Bell, and Bubba Wallace.
NASCAR fans, thinking about heading to the track? The official NASCAR Trax app is the ultimate resource for planning and attending your next event. Discover tickets, event schedules, maps, and facility information to make your experience memorable. Get notified of the latest happenings right on your mobile device.
Ready, green flag, green flag.
New for 2024 is scanner access right from your phone.
Got a race to win, my man.
Listen to driver and team communications while at select NASCAR tracks. Download NASCAR Trax today on the Apple App Store or Google Play. NASCAR fans, the time is now to turn your love of racing into free tickets, merchandise, VIP experiences, and much, much more. Rack up fan rewards points by watching races at home, playing fantasy, completing challenges, and visiting tracks. Then redeem your points for epic prizes. You are in the driver's seat. What are you waiting for? Sign up for the free NASCAR Fan Rewards Loyalty Program today at NASCAR.com/fan rewards.
One change inside the top five. Denny Hamlin has taken over the number five spot from Bubba Wallace. Wallace going the wrong way on the leaderboard yet again. He now finds himself 7 points behind Buescher in that last spot for the playoffs. But we still have a long way to go. 235 laps remain in the Cookout Southern 500. From Darlington Raceway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your hometown Auto Owners insurance agents working for you. The Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand.
I'm Chip Flory, inviting you to join me for AgriTalk after the bell, weekdays at 2 on Real Country 1430 WRDN.
Back at Darlington Raceway with 95 to go in stage number two, Kyle Larson. He continues to show the way, and not just that, but the Xfinity fastest lap of the race so far has been run by Kyle Larson at 164.810 miles per hour. Xfinity keeps NASCAR fans in the zone with ultra-low lag and connection you can rely on. Stream NASCAR from the best seat in the house with Xfinity, because you only live once. Learn more at Xfinity.com.
Track transition is underway. Why? Because the sun is setting out behind turn number four. The track is beginning to cool off. And Mike Bagley, I'm not sure the bleeding is stopped yet for Bubba Wallace. He is right now 7 below the cut line. He looks in the rearview mirror. He sees Gibbs, Byron, and Buescher.
Yeah, he's got his hands full right now, just trying to make his way back to the front. But the problem is the car is fading the longer he goes. But he does have some company lined up behind him. Bubba's just trying to hang on to that race car right now.
He is indeed, but Bubba has got a long way to go, knowing that the car is good and the opportunity, Todd, to make adjustments. We're in that transition period now from a hot, slick racetrack to going a bit cooler out there. What's your experience tell you about which direction this track is going to go?
It can go either way. Depends on where your car is set and where it goes. We'll pick up a little bit of pace. The track will actually gain some grip. You may travel the car a little bit more. The 16th of inches makes a big difference on the aero shift of where that center of pressure of the air pushing down on the car is. It could move forward, it could move rearward, depending on where you started your car to start the day. So it could be different for different race teams. I feel like this racetrack may gain a little bit of grip in the front end as it goes forward.
And we're going to see cars come and go. One of the cars coming right now is running second. Alex, how about the run tonight, not only for Stewart Haas Racing, as an organization? They're having a good night, but in particular, Chase Briscoe, who is slowly but surely running down the race leader in Kyle Larson.
You're right about that. As a matter of fact, Briscoe's had success here at Darlington Raceway. One of his two top fives this season was back here in the Goodyear 400 in May, where he finished in number 5 position. Steve Post, Chase Briscoe making a charge.
He is making a charge, and that car is good on the short run and great on the long run. As we've seen, he's been able to move forward, and right now he's moving forward, or he's moved forward to the second spot. No real adjustments on the car right now. It is just good and getting better compared to everyone else as laps on tick on these runs.
Qualified P3, position number 3 for Briscoe. He has never led here, at least not yet. Right now he is running second to Kyle Larson. The advantage now, Mike Bagley, has stabilized. Kyle Larson beginning to pull away again.
Yeah, Kyle's starting to tiptoe away. A handful of laps ago, Briscoe was pressuring him for the lead, but either Larson has hit the zone and is hitting the afterburners, or Chase Briscoe's tires are fading and that car is falling off just a tad.
Yeah, Larson's lead up to 1 full second, now make it 1.3 seconds now. Further back, it looks like Christopher Bell, Dave's getting a challenge from Denny Hamlin.
Yeah, beginning to feel a little heat from Denny. Denny is creeping in on the back bumper, still about 5 car lengths back, but he's closing ground.
Yeah, this battle, or these battles inside of the top 5, doing a lot of accordion activity. They'll close in and then they'll separate. Right now the 5 car lengths is separating Bell and Hamlin.
We got a long way to go here in stage number 2. Alex Hayden with 88 laps remaining. Kyle Larson showing the way over Chase Briscoe.
As a matter of fact, here's a look at how they're running, presented by hands-free Skechers slip-ins. No bending down, no touching your shoes. Just step in and go with hands-free Skechers slip-ins.
Kyle Larson showing the way. Briscoe second. Tyler Reddick holding down third. Then you've got Christopher Bell running in front of his teammate, Denny Hamlin. They go 4-5. Bubba Wallace just trying to hold on to everything at the moment. He's 6th, but right behind him is Ty Gibbs. 8th right now, William Byron. 9th, Chris Buescher. And Joey Logano completes the top 10.
Running 11th is Josh Berry. Austin Dillon is 12th with Brad Keselowski 13th. Kyle Busch is 14th. Eric Jones 15th. And Carson Hocevar is 16th. Ryan Preece goes 17th, rather. 18th is Todd Gilliland. 19th is Noah Gregson. And 20th is Ross Chastain.
And only 2 cars are out of the event, and that happened earlier. Again, if you're just joining us, Ryan Blaney and Truex getting together and wiping them both out. Truex right now above the cut line by 14. So at the moment, he'll race for a championship or have the opportunity. He'll be in the playoffs. For Ryan Blaney, it was just a short run in the Cookout Southern 500.
2 laps to be exact after the crash in turn 2 on lap number 2. 86 to go in stage number 2, and Kyle Larson's up front.
Madame Giselle senses a change in your future.
Is it a promotion?
I see a door opening.
Ooh, to a corner office.
There's a creature. Beady eyes, lots of hair.
Is it my boss, Dave?
No, raccoons everywhere. Your RV door is open, and they're chewing everything.
Not a problem. I'm covered by Progressive. Do you see a bigger paycheck?
Customize your coverage with Progressive's Pest Damage Protection and be prepared for the unexpected. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Pest Damage Protection available for RVs less than 6 years old. $250 deductible applies to any claim.
Guess what, people? Wendy's has new
saucy nugs. You heard me. Wendy's nugs now come in 7 saucy flavors. Buffalo, honey barbecue, garlic parm, spicy ghost pepper. You can literally hear your taste buds after every bite. I'm serious. Listen to mine. Okay, that's just me playing with sound effects, but you get the idea. For a whole new way to nug, gotta be Wendy's.
Gotta be fresh.
At participating U.S. Wendy's.
84 to go in stage number 2. Larson's lead has grown to 2.1 seconds over Chase Briscoe. Tyler Reddick hanging in there in third. Christopher Bell fourth, and Denny Hamlin is fifth. We're expecting another round of green flag pit stops in the next 10 to 15 laps. From Darlington Raceway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
NTEC is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTEC grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.
It's okay to dance in your waders. We call it River Pants. Real Country 1430.
Welcome back to Darlington Raceway, the Cookout Southern 500, and as expected, green flag pit stop. Steve Post, here comes Joey Logano.
Joey Logano has been about a 15th place car all day. He just does not have a lot of speed right now in that Shell Pennzoil Ford. They're hoping that the adjustment into darkness will help with this run. Joey Logano going to be 4 tires Sunoco Racing Fuel, the first in a series of green flag pit stops. Austin Cindric, his teammate at Penske Racing, he brings the discount tire Ford into the crew. Going to be 4 tires Sunoco Fuel there as well. Listening to Chase Briscoe, he said they will do whatever the 5 does, whatever Kyle Larson does. When Larson comes, we can expect Briscoe to follow him down pit road. Alan?
Brad Keselowski on pit road looking for some speed. Said he was pushing like a dump truck earlier in the run. They'll make an adjustment. He's off pit road. Chase Elliott, a long stop it seemed for the 9th pit. They're looking for speed as well. An adjustment for the 9 crew on and off pit road as Chris Buescher comes in. He's improved during this run, made up a few spots, put himself in position once again for stage points. They'll make a small adjustment as they come over the left side of the car. Chris Buescher should be on and off pit road to Chris Logan.
William Byron is in. He said it was really tight firing off, but we are slowly keeping up with the racetrack. 4 tire change for his Chevrolet. Also full of fuel, Ty Gibbs is in saying, I need to find better grip off the corner. 4 tires and down and away. Steve Post.
Bubba Wallace, the car got very tight on that run. Going to do a minor air pressure adjustment. 4 tires, Sunoco Racing Fuel. The call, Bubba Wallace is down and away. LaJoy, Corey LaJoy gets pit service as well here. Lap 152, Chris Wilner.
Really tight for Denny Hamlin as Chris Gabehart says we'll make a slight adjustment to get you to fire off better. They're already on the left side. 4 Goodyear Eagles. He's down and away for Denny Hamlin.
So that has kicked the door wide open. Pit stops underway. Lap 152. Back to Allen.
Kyle Larson is in. There was 0 complaints on the car from Kyle Larson throughout this entire run. An air pressure adjustment for the 5 car. He is on and off pit road, Steve.
Yeah, we just reported that when Kyle Larson came down, we could expect to see Chase Briscoe. Here he is. It's a black and white Ford Mustang. High point on the side of it. Crew members around to the right side. Going to be 4 Goodyear Racing Eagles. No adjustments. They're really happy with the car. Just need a little bit more long run speed compared to Larson on that run. Left side tire work is done. Sunoco Racing Fuel is plugged in. They're down and away. Tyler Reddick also getting pit service here on lap 153. They handed Tyler some Tums on that last stop. He dropped them. They mixed them with some fluid and handed it into him on this stop here on 154.
It's got to be miserable. It does. You got to do whatever you can possibly do. Jeff, you've been a race car driver your whole life as well. Have you ever been in a scenario like this behind the wheel of a race car?
Never. Never. And I can't imagine what it would be like. I'll look at you, Todd. Have you ever been in a situation where your driver, whether he's running out front or running dead last, is reporting, it's like, hey, coach, man, I am down, I am out, I am sick. Have you ever been in that situation?
Not to the level that Tyler Reddick is and he's reported to today. It's a just, and what a race. A 500-mile race at Darlington to be the one where you're at challenge like this. It's already a physical and mental challenge bigger than most anything we've got on this series.
I can't imagine now. And they always say, Jeff, the best medicine when you're not feeling well for a race car driver is to get behind the wheel of your race car. I got to commend Tyler Reddick for soldiering on here.
A good race car. A bad race car would just compound it and make it that much better. And he has a good race car, and he's doing a good job behind the wheel.
And to take it a step further, he has an 11-point lead right now in the regular season championship. He wants to wrap that up and get all the spoils that come along with being the regular season champion. Tyler Reddick's got a long way to go in this race, as does everybody else. 156 of 367 laps are complete.
I can't wait for golf this weekend, huh, buddy? Time flies. Love you, man. Oh, don't forget your knee brace again. We aren't in college anymore.
Moments together matter. So help protect yourself from RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60 plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV. And there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Larson brings his Chevy and four tires Sunoco Racing Fuel.
From fueling NASCAR champions on the track for over 20 years to innovating 94 octane, the highest octane on the market, performance is what Sunoco does. All Sunoco fuel at the pump meets the same top-tier standards as the fuel used in NASCAR.
Money stop here for Ryan Blaney. Four tires with Sunoco fuel.
From the track to your tank, you can trust Sunoco to help your vehicle perform at its peak.
Kyle Larson won the Cookout Southern 500 a year ago, and right now he has been the dominant driver. Larson's led 101 of the current 158 laps in this one. We still got a long way to go, however. Still 72 laps to go here in stage number two. From Darlington Raceway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durant. Bauer Built, built on service.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
I'm Chip Flory, inviting you to join me for AgriTalk After the Bell, weekdays at 2 on Real Country 1430 WRDN.
We're at Darlington Raceway. The sun is set and the lights have illuminated the 1.366-mile Darlington Raceway, Cookout Southern 500, the 75th annual Cookout Southern 500. And, Jeff, it has not disappointed.
Not at all, especially for Kyle Larson. He's doing Kyle Larson type things here. He's dominated this race before. He's dominated this race so far, leading 104 of 161 laps. But again, Alex, he's done this before. He's led over 200 laps here. He won here a year ago. These are the kind of things you expect from Kyle Larson and this team, and this would be ideal, getting ready to head to Atlanta and begin that 10-race run to the championship.
Yeah, he is a NASCAR Cup Series champion, knows exactly what it takes to do that. And while we start our championship playoffs next week at the Atlanta Motor Speedway, you want to start the playoffs on a high note. So have a good run. If you can get the victory lane, great. And right now, Kyle Larson has been the dominant driver in position to try to steal this thing and just dominate this race. But we, again, still have a very long way to go.
Why don't we pick out a couple of drivers drivers that are running in the top 10, 15, and do a little quick analysis on them. We'll bring in Dave and Mike for that as well, but I'm going to start with you first, Todd Gordon, Joey Logano. If you remember a few moments ago, Postman said, man, they've just been struggling, but it's Joey Logano. It's Team Penske. They just get better lap after lap, and now Joey is running inside the top 10.
Yeah, a couple things. You've got, you know, this team comes forward. Paul Wolf's really smart on keeping up the racetrack and putting his car in position. It doesn't matter if you win the first 100 laps. It matters that you're in position to compete for the win at nightfall as this place closes up. Definitely moving their way forward, making their car better as the night comes forward.
And Dave Moody, we have to pay close attention to Bubba Wallace for the playoff implications. Same with Ty Gibbs. Those two drivers have been racing each other awfully tight here in the last handful of laps. They make their way past start finish and head off to turn number one.
That's been a really good battle over the last five or six laps, Alex. And I'll give Bubba Wallace a lot of credit here because he's obviously got a lot on the line. It's do or die for the playoffs. He hasn't got as good a race car as he had earlier on, but he's not overdriving. He's not trying to carry the car on his shoulders. He's taking what the car and the track will give him right now, and he's still very competitive in the top 10.
So he's talking about Bubba Wallace, and he's talking about Ty Gibbs, who runs 7 and 8. Mike Bagley, Tyler Reddick, we've talked about Tyler and just the monumental hurdle he's trying to clear. He's right now running fourth, right in front of Denny Hamlin.
Yeah, tip of the cap to Tyler Reddick with all that he has going on inside of that race car and inside of him. You would never know it to watch him go around this racetrack. His performance has not slipped at all in the last hour or so, even though he is feeling very, very ill. Of course, he is at speed and he's in the middle of competition. And right now, being able to maximize that, even though he is under the weather right now, solidly in position number four, albeit getting a lot of pressure from behind from Denny Hamlin.
On the Boeing backstretch right now, Mike, here comes Bubba Wallace and Ty Gibbs getting after it.
They look like they're almost sewn together there for a moment coming out of turn number two. Bubba's first to the corner. Ty is following him through, and Ty keeps trying the inside lane off the corner. He just can't find the real estate he needs to get up alongside Bubba.
Yeah, that's a real good battle between Bubba Wallace and Ty Gibbs, both in Toyotas and both back to one.
Gibbs takes a very low entry into one. He'll put a wheel inside on Bubba Wallace. He's been here a couple of times. Bubba pulls away in the high groove, but this time they're side by side.
They are wheel to wheel off turn two and up the back straightaway. Bubba's got a fender out in front. Ty's going to lean on him at quarter entry. Still side by side.
Bubba Wallace letting cooler heads prevail there, understanding the big picture. Wallace right now is going to be 8 points out of the championship. He gives up another point on that position after Ty Gibbs rallies by him. Gibbs, on the other hand, has now padded his advantage. He's now 36 points to the good. Meanwhile, Kyle Larson
Progressive
continues
presents
to show the
Renters
way.
MVP's most valuable possessions. Today's MVP, Emily Neal's 70-inch TV. Because after watching her second grade students yell at each other for hours, there's nothing Emily enjoys more than watching super rich housewives also yell at each other. Why? Because those women are not her responsibility. And that's why her TV is today's MVP. Keep your most valuable possessions protected by bundling your renters and auto insurance with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
The NASCAR Powerball Playoff is back and ready to make a new millionaire in Victory Lane.
Oh, it's you! Stephanie!
Last year, it happened to Stephanie. This year, it could be you winning $1 million at NASCAR Championship Weekend. Head to Powerball.com for the list of participating lotteries and join the race for $1 million. Powerball, the official lottery game of NASCAR and home to the NASCAR Powerball Playoff.
59 laps to go in stage number two here at Darlington Raceway in the Cookout Southern 500. Kyle Larson continues to manage a 1.7 second lead over Chase Briscoe, who has been rock solid tonight, albeit in the top three. Christopher Bell is third, Tyler Reddick fourth, and Denny Hamlin is fifth. From Darlington Raceway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
You're driving down the road, minding your own business, when suddenly you've entered the crash zone. Better call JKO Auto Body of Durand. JKO Auto Body will bring your vehicle back from the crash zone with factory replacement parts so your vehicle will look brand new, and they work with all insurance companies.
JKO Auto Body also has a loaner car available while they repair your vehicle. So when you've entered the crash zone, call JKO Auto Body, Madison Street, Durand.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Turn your smartphone into a radio. Download the free Android app at RealCountry1430.com. Brought to you by Prime Realty of Durand.
.56 now to go in the stage. Larson's leads continuing to stay consistent at 1.4 seconds over Chase Briscoe as we run the Cookout Southern 500. Cookout and Darlington, fast service and fast cars. Awesome food at max speed. Cookout is where the hamburgers are char-grilled, always fresh and never frozen. Race through the Cookout drive-thru for a Cookout tray and ice-cold Coca-Cola.
Right now we are moving in on, believe it or not, halfway, 175 down, 192 to go. So still a long, long way to go. Mike Bagley said it, NASCAR Live Race Day, a true test of man and machine. Of man, Tyler Reddick, who is sick behind the wheel of his fourth place running car at the moment. And the machines, well, we saw Ryan Blaney and Martin Truex Jr. go down and out early on lap number three. Tyler Reddick and Hamlin continue to battle on the racetrack, and that's a good battle. Let's pick it up. Hamlin and Reddick midway down the back straightaway.
Here they come at corner entry. Denny Hamlin now has gotten by Tyler Reddick. They both ease up against the safer barrier, separated by two car lengths.
That's a great race there with Denny Hamlin and Tyler Reddick. Of course, Hamlin owns a co-owner of that car of Tyler Reddick. This is a good race. Fourth and fifth on the racetrack, headed to one.
Denny leads the way into turn number one. Slides it up next to the outside retaining wall. Puts the lap machine of Justin Haley between himself and Reddick.
And this is about the time of every Southern 500 that we see Denny Hamlin and that Toyota come to life. He is right now firmly inside of the top five, and that car is seemingly getting faster with every passing lap.
What a great observation, Mike. And let's bring in the crew chief on this one. Hamlin climbing the leaderboard. Logano climbing the leaderboard. Other drivers going the wrong way on the leaderboard. We documented Bubba Wallace as an example, although Bubba continues to run inside the top 10. As a crew chief, as this race goes on, layman's terms for those that are riding up and down the highway, what types of adjustments are you making on the race car as the racetrack changes?
Well, the biggest thing you've got is you've got air pressure pieces, and you'll work with, like, if you're tight, you're going to start taking some air out of the right front tire. There's a couple things that does for you. The less air, when you take air out of that tire, it softens the spring rate, it adds more grip to that tire. It also lowers the front ride height slightly because the tire squishes a little bit more. And as you lower that front splitter, you make more front downforce. You lose a little rear, but you're making an aero shift. So the air that's pushing on the car is pushing a little bit more on the front tires, making more grip out of that. So that's probably the big piece, is that you can play with a little bit of air pressure. And when we talk about that, these guys are making 3/10, half a pound air pressure adjustments. There's no pounds that happen during pit stops.
And when you kind of go a little deeper on that, for maybe a new NASCAR fan that is listening out there, when you make these air pressure adjustments, you just simply, as the crew chief, how do you communicate that, and what's the process in the pit box?
There's a tire specialist who's in charge of all your tires. That's your guy that does all the tires. And they'll set all these tires to the same air pressure to start with. When you look at it, at a place like this, we're probably down in the around 40 pounds in the right sides, maybe even a little bit lower than that. But you'll set them there, and we don't have bleeders or anything. So as the tire gets hotter, it builds more pressure. So I'll ask my tire guy, right as we're coming within a lap or two of a green flag cycle, he'll go and set all the tire pressures to the numbers that we need. And we'll give him a delta for those things. It'll be a half a pound of air pressure out of the right front. So he keeps track of that and makes all those adjustments.
And by the way, we've had one change, Todd, in the top five while you were giving that update. William Byron by Denny Hamlin. Byron now fourth behind Larson, Briscoe, and Bell. We're closing in, Alex Hayden, only three away from halfway. Let's give everybody a mid-race update brought to you by eBay Motors. Bring home the cup with eBay Guaranteed Fit. Brakes, headlights, all the parts to fit your vehicle the first time, every time. eBay Motors. eBayMotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Eight different leaders have taken their turn at the top of the leaderboard. Kyle Larson's led the most laps today. 126 total laps led by Larson. Bubba Wallace has led 35. Denny Hamlin has led 10 laps. There have been 12 official lead changes at the start-finish line. We've been slowed by only two caution flags in the race to this point. The first was on lap number two when Martin Truex Jr. and Ryan Blaney crashed. The second was stage number two, which was won by Kyle Larson.
I'll give you another one. Battle for the lead at the start-finish line. Kyle Larson has led 127 laps, and Briscoe is trying to take it away.
128 is going to be a little bit of a struggle, although he's got a lap car, the Austin Cindric machine, between himself and Briscoe. Briscoe had run him down to just four car lengths.
As they work their way, we look up off turn number four. Here's a handful of cars now peeling off the racetrack and coming to pit road. Bubba Wallace is one of them. Chris Buescher is in. Let's follow the Buescher stop.
Chris Buescher has maintained his position here throughout this stage as he tries to get those stage points he desperately needs on and off pit road. Clean stop for the 17 car.
Bubba Wallace is also on pit road.
Very first pit box for Bubba Wallace. The car just got cut. He lost grip on all four corners. Moody Barker dialing it up an air pressure adjustment. They're going to go four tires, Sunoco Racing Fuel, down and away. Eric Jones is in getting pit service. Here's Austin Cindric getting pit service here as we continue on. Green flag pit stops. Eric Jones gets service as well. 185, lap 185, Alan.
Here comes Kyle Larson again, a long run, not much on the radio, any complaints, no nothing about the handling of the car. They've just been air pressure adjustments throughout the night to make this car keep up with the track. Cliff Daniels on the wall looking over everything. Kyle Larson off.